Not so, you argue, not out of free will but under compulsion, for he doesn't do this of his own volition. How is this? Haven't you heard, do not judge so that you won't be judged? But if you need proof that he isn't acting against his preferences, offer him 10,000 talents of gold, and you'll see him pushing it away. So, even if he didn't inherit any wealth from his ancestors, when he has the opportunity to take it but chooses not to, he's demonstrating his profound disregard for wealth. For instance, John was the son of Zebedee, a very poor man. Yet I suppose we shouldn't therefore assume that his poverty was imposed on him.